Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting second. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The DH, Pat Tabler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jay Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, John Farrell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dave Gallagher. Batting second. The third baseman, Steve Lyons. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mark Salas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Fred Manrique. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Davis. And now, play ball. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Upshaw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Franco moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. Franco moves to third. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Gallagher. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Franco scores. Carter moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hall for the out. Carter scores. Snyder moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Snyder scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 0-0. The umpire calls a balk on Davis. Jacoby moves to second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lyons hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Baines moves to second. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Allenson takes first base on ball 4. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Franco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Upshaw hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Calderon. Upshaw reaches second base with a double. Franco goes all the way around to score. Upshaw moves to third. It's 4-0, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pasqua is called out on strikes. 1 out. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Salas hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen takes first base on ball 4. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Manrique hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Upshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jacoby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gallagher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gallagher hits a line drive towards first. Upshaw reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler bunts towards the mound. Davis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allenson. The throw from Salas and he is safe. Allenson steals second. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Franco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Franco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Calderon takes first base on ball 4. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Calderon moves to second. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasqua is 0 for 1 in the game. Pasqua hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Salas is 0 for 1 in the game. Salas hits a line drive into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Guillen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Guillen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Guillen reaches second base with a double. Calderon scores. Walker goes all the way around to score. Guillen moves to third. It's 4-2, Indians. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 0 for 1 in the game. Manrique hits a pop-up towards first. Upshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Upshaw takes first base on ball 4. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter strikes out. There goes Upshaw. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Upshaw scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Snyder moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby hits a fly ball towards right. Calderon catches it and throws to third to double up. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gallagher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Lyons batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lyons for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Calderon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Calderon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tabler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tabler strikes out. 1 out. Andy Allenson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Allenson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Bell. The throw from Salas and he is out, Guillen applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 0 for 2 in the game. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pasqua for the out. 2 outs. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Salas is 0 for 2 in the game. Salas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ricky Horton now pitching. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Franco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Upshaw is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Upshaw hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Franco. The throw from Salas and he is out, Manrique applying the tag. 2 outs. Joe Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Guillen hits a line drive into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Manrique is 0 for 2 in the game. Manrique hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Allenson for a passed ball. Manrique moves to second. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gallagher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gallagher strikes out. 2 outs. Steve Lyons batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lyons is 0 for 3 in the game. Lyons hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horton picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Horton. Hall moves to third. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Tabler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Calderon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Calderon strikes out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Allenson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Allenson for the out. One out. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Franco is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pasqua is 0-for-3 in the game. Pasqua hits a pop-up towards short. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Salas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Salas is 0-for-3 in the game. Salas hits a line drive into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Guillen hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.